Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new UN Human Rights report says South Sudan's government has operated a so-called scorched earth policy of killing civilians, destroying their villages, and sexually assaulting girls and women as it fights the country's civil war. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA, youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And then basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Colville says the South Sudanese government has more or less denied some of the worst allegations of the UN report. UN Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people that they are sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of the most allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will not reach necessary strength levels until 2020. Campbell, who's just ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force would not arrive until 2018. He said the force would then need an additional 2 to 3 years to train the pilots. Afghan aviation capabilities saw significant progress while the general led the forces. This is VOA News. Some European vacationers to the Greek islands have started helping asylum seekers from the Middle East. Jamie Detmer has more from northern Greece.
There are now an estimated 16,000 war refugees and migrants, most fleeing conflict in Syria and Iraq, trapped on Greece's border with Macedonia. The Macedonians have shut the border at Idomeni, and conditions are worsening here by the day. Even so, there are far fewer volunteers at Idomeni to help the refugees than last summer, when European vacationers switched from being holidaymakers and became informal relief workers. Jana Rickard is 23 years old and from Germany.
We came down here to support refugees. We're from a group that drives down the Balkan route, carrying donations. And we have transported food with us as well, but the last days we were always giving out tea. This creates a community.
They are critical of the established NGOs, accusing them of being hidebound and too bureaucratic. Jamie Detmer, Idomeni, in northern Greece.
Here in the U.S., former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan was remembered with laughter as well as tears on Friday by 1,000 invited mourners during her funeral at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Nancy Reagan was 94 when she died of heart failure in Bel Air, California, Sunday. Daughter Patty Davis spoke about her mother and the well-known love she and President Reagan had for one another throughout their 42-year marriage.
My parents were two halves of a circle, closed tight around a world in which their love for each other was the only sustenance they needed. While they might venture out and include others in their orbit, no one truly crossed the boundary into the space they held as theirs.
Besides Patty Davis and her brother Ron Reagan, Nancy Reagan is survived by a stepson, Michael, who Ronald Reagan adopted during his first marriage to actress Jane Wyman. Current First Lady Michelle Obama represented the White House at the Friday services, along with many others, including Caroline Kennedy, former President George W. Bush, and former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Rosalind Carter. Actors Tom Selleck and Bo Derek were on hand. Singers Johnny Mathis and Wayne Newton were among the Hollywood elite. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump canceled a rally in Chicago Friday night after thousands of protesters converged on the venue and clashed with Trump supporters. Trump released a statement urging everyone to go in peace and said he does not want to see anyone hurt. Police say no arrests were made and no injuries were reported. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with, as well as new music from, two of the greatest singers in jazz today, Al Jarreau and Bobby McFerrin on Jazz America. Yes, it just so happens that Al Jarreau and Bobby McFerrin were both born in the month of March. Al Jarreau turns 76 years old on the 12th of March, and Bobby McFerrin turns 66 years old on the 10th of March. And you know, we like to celebrate birthdays here on VOA's Jazz America. We'll celebrate their latest releases, each one of those gentlemen, and speak with them during this coming hour of Jazz America. But let's begin with another celebration of a birthday. The great NEA jazz master Charles Lloyd was born on the 15th of March in 1938, so on March 15th, he turns 78 years old. And speaking of his latest release, let's enjoy some of that right now. It's Charles Lloyd and the band he put together that he calls The Marvels. The new album is called I Long to See You, and it's some of his usual suspects in his band, as well as a special guest, the great guitarist Bill Frisell. Here's the song Of Course, Of Course, Charles Lloyd from I Long to See You, his latest. We wish him a very happy birthday and enjoy some of his latest work here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
The name of that song? Rocky's Romance. It's some of the latest work from a terrific vocalist, composer, and multi-talented keyboardist, Ben Sidran. Here on VOA's Jazz America, hope you enjoyed that from his latest release, Blue Camus. Now, Ben Sidran was born in Chicago, but raised in the state of Wisconsin and went to the University of Wisconsin, raised in Racine, the name of the town. And I wanted to play that for you first because it's a great piece of music and it's new from Ben Sidran. And he's also from the same state that Al Jarreau is from. Al Jarreau, one of our special guests here on VOA's Jazz America, born in Milwaukee, but now belongs to the world. He is one of the great American vocal treasures, without a doubt, and he spreads the word all around the world. That's the topic of conversation with Al Jarreau right now, and we'll follow that with some of his latest recorded work here on VOA's Jazz America.
I remember seeing a concert in Atlanta, as a matter of fact, at an outdoor amphitheater, and you were dressed with a medallion, and it struck me as, here's Al Jarreau, an ambassador for this music, an ambassador for positivity. You ever feel that way? Like, I'm an ambassador. I'm going to other countries. I'm taking the music of America, the music of my heritage, the music that I love. You get that feeling of being an ambassador?
Are you kidding? Every damn day I feel that way about it. I really do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that is making too much of things, if that's making a mountain out of a molehill, if that's being too impressed with myself, if that is being overboard in some ways, then I'm sorry. I am that way. I just really do think that it is important to shine where you can, to love what you're doing if you have the opportunity. So very few of us have that opportunity. And thirdly or fourthly or fifthly or maybe even firstly, you know, as a person from the States with a heritage of some pretty good stuff, basically, even though we get in trouble as Americans, you know, sometimes and over some several years. I love standing there, and when I sing this song, for people to know that I'm an American and from Wisconsin, the Midwest, and really loving what I do and caring about it, you know.
And you can tell the love and the care as he presents his music. Al Jarreau very much loved an old friend of his, George Duke, who passed away not too long ago. And so, on his latest recorded effort, To My Old Friend, dedicated to George Duke, he brought in George's cousin, Diane Reeves, to sing in a duet with him one of the songs that George made famous years ago, Brazilian Love Affair. And here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
I found a lover. the seaside, with a sexy brown skin and haunting eyes. Time keeps passing, but no one cares. Life's worth living in a place where
Pat Martino, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you. Lots of people have done the great guitar and organ groove over the years, but none have done it better than the man from Philadelphia. The great guitarist from Philadelphia, Pat Martino, from his 1967 classic album El Hombre, with a piece entitled Cisco, here on VOA's Jazz America. I've got more conversation coming up with the man they call The Voice, Bobby McFerrin, and a cut from his latest release. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very short but sweet message I've received recently, which simply reads as follows, with the subject line, nice, and a smiley face after it. Hi, VOA. I'm Italian. I'm listening to you from Turin. I so much love Jazz America. Viviana Ronzano. Well, Viviana, thank you so much for your kind message, and I hope that you'll enjoy some music from one of America's greatest jazz musicians, maybe the absolute most famous and greatest and most popular, Miles Davis. And it just so happens that in the latter stages of his life, in fact, in the last few months of his life, he was invited by one of your great jazz musicians, keyboardist Paolo Rustichelli, to come into the studio in Italy and record with him. Miles Davis complied with that request and came to record the song you're about to hear and some other songs, which were released on Paolo Rustichelli's albums from 1992, Capri, and in 1996, the album Mystic Man, on which Miles played on three or four different songs. Let's enjoy the song Capri, the title cut from that album, released in 1992 and recorded before Miles' passing in 1991. Dedicated to you, all of the folks listening to Jazz America in Italy, and most especially, Viviana Ronzano.
Thank you.
From his recently Grammy-nominated release with his band E-Collective, his electric group, a gentleman who plays the trumpet, as Miles Davis did, and quite often plays in an all-acoustic setting, sometimes makes music for motion pictures, in this case very modern, very electric, from the album Breathless, Terrence Blanchard, and a song with the most interesting title, Confident Selflessness. This is Russ Davis, and speaking of confident, when Bobby McFerrin walks on stage, he does something that not many vocalists do. He stands there all by himself before the rest of the musicians begin to play and simply is a one-man orchestra, using his body for percussion and making sounds that very few singers can make. He uses his voice as a musical instrument. And then the band joins in and a wonderful concert happens. I've seen this happen a number of times, and let's talk to Bobby McFerrin about using his voice as an instrument, then hear music from his latest release here on VOA's Jazz America. When you first started making music, when you first said to yourself, this is what I do, this is how I not only can make my living, or maybe it was even before that in your life.
This is who I am.
Yeah. At what point was that?
That would be about when I had been, I think, searching for about 9 or 10 years for what my instrument was, and I finally settled on the voice. And then after that, I started imagining what kind of singer I'd like to be, you know. So I went through, you know, this stand-up singer with a trio, you know, and sing jazz standards, whatever, and I thought of working with a big band or whatever. And then the idea of doing solo vocals came up, and I thought it was a fascinating idea, so that's pretty much what I explored, you know.
Isn't it great to be able to multi-track your voice and get in the studio and do those things and craft
those
things?
That's fun, but even more fun is actually getting a group of singers to sing your parts. And so that's my introduction to Voicestro, which is a group that I put together, but, you know, I write vocal music for.
One of the many influences in the music of Bobby McFerrin is gospel music. And from that source comes his album, his latest, Spirit You All, as a play on words for the word spiritual. Here's from that album, Wade in the Water, Bobby McFerrin on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gone to trouble the water, God's gone to trouble the water. Jordan's breath is chilly and cold. God's gone to trouble the water. It chills the body but not the soul. God's gone to trouble the water. Trouble the water, God's gonna trouble the water. God.
gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. The water.
This is Benny Green, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
from 1961. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with the classic song Mosaic, and preceding that a song titled Bish Bash, recorded live in California by Benny Green, the great pianist. Now, what do those two songs have in common? Well, they're both fantastic pieces of music, and they also represent a style of jazz known as hard bop. First, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, from the heyday of hard bop back in the 1960s after bebop had faded, and also in the 21st century, where hard bop continues with artists like Benny Green. On the next edition of Jazz America, we'll investigate the style known as hard bop. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me then.